Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1618 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, long enough to think what to do and what to say. Burke was writing this all down as we were talking, and when we finished, he got the stenographer of the National Pencil Company to write out what was said. The paper was not written in my presence. I went upstairs while they were preparing it. He then sent for me to come back to sign it. I did not read the paper after that I signed. I don't think there was anybody in the room. Afterwards, Burke came to see me at my home and asked me to sign another paper. Burke represented that the new paper which I signed was exactly like the other one, except that the new paper had on it extraordinary motion for new trial. I took Burke's word as to what these papers contained. I did not tell Burke anything different to what I have set out above, and if he has anything in either one of these papers other than what I have stated, then said Burke has misled me and misrepresented the facts to me. Frank did not knock at the door and gave no intimation that he was coming in. It is true that Mr. Rosser, when he talked to me about Leo M. Frank, asked me fully with reference to what I knew concerning said Frank's character and his relation with women, and of course that line of questioning was calculated to be embarrassing, but the deportment, bearing, and manner of the said Rosser was gentlemanly in every respect, and he only asked such questions as were necessary to get at the truth. I refer to the detective Bass Rosser. Exhibit A, referred to in the above, is as follows. Miss Mamie Kitchens, sworn for the state in rebuttal, testified as follows. Direct examination by the Solicitor General. Question, what is your name? Answer, Mamie Kitchens. Question, where did you work, Miss Mamie? Answer, at the National Pencil Company. Question, how long have you been working there? Answer, it will be 2 years this coming October. Question, 2 years this coming October. What floor do you work on? Answer, fourth. Question, where are you working now? Answer, I am working on the packing table for Mr. Joe Stelker. Question, do you know the fourth? Question, for whom? Answer, the National Pencil Company? Answer, yes, sir. Question, how long, I mean, where were you yesterday, the day before and the day before that? Answer, I was at the pencil factory yesterday and the day before. Question, and the day before that now, have you been sworn in this case by the defense? Have you been put on the stand? Answer, no, sir. Question, by the defense? Answer, no, sir. Question, do you know of any other lady or ladies now work on that floor that have not been sworn? Answer, yes, sir. Question, who are they? Answer, Miss Hattie Hall and Miss Howell. Question, do you know of any others? Answer, no, sir. Question, how many that have not been able to recollect any others that work on this fourth floor that have not been sworn? Answer, I don't believe I do. Question, Miss Mamie, do you or not remember an affidavit I will ask you if you are acquainted with the general character of Leo M. Frank? Answer, well, I know Mr. Frank when I see him.